Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop and trust your intuition. Through the wonderful array of guests we have on the show and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Hello and welcome to the Voice of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host for the podcast. And today it is all about community, sharing, and how we have to look internally, not externally, to actually help those externally. I know that's a little bit weird and it's a little bit of a mouthful, but you're going to love this episode today. We have got Dr. Alison J.K. Now, that does sound a bit strange. We'll get there. I'll show you what that looks like. But K is her surname, K-A-Y. Dr. Alison has got this amazing understanding about our chakras and how we can help release, clear, how we look at those. We've got a self-assessment guide for our chakras. We've got everything going on this week, about chakras. Now, the other aspect and what I really want to focus on is how our chakras, how fixing ourselves affects our community, because it's a huge push. There's a huge push to help others around us, and we can do that by going within. But I'm not going to say any more because I talk too much. I'm going to have Alison come on. Welcome to the podcast, Alison.
Hey, Susan. Is it Susan Jane or Susan?
It's just Susan. Yes, just Susan. Yeah. Although I do get called late for dinner sometimes. I'm not happy with that.
No.
No, just Susan. It's fine, Alison. Now, look, I need to get an understanding of your background because you have a doctorate. I haven't checked out your website yet, which I normally do, but we had to start a bit earlier. I'm in Melbourne instead of my regular Gold Coast home, so I'm a little bit out of whack. So I need you to tell me a bit about your background.
All right, so that J that said felt kind of weird. When you look up my books on Amazon or on YouTube, you need the J as my middle initial to clarify I'm not another Alison K who doesn't write nor speak about what I do. So you want to know about my background? Long story short, I've been doing this ever since as a psych major. I went in my bachelor's program 3 semesters in and was horrified because they weren't answering the question for me. How do I be the happiest, most healthy version or happiest, healthiest, most joyous version of myself and then help others do that? So all of this included 10 years living in Asia after I had already been meditating and teaching meditation locally on the West Coast or the Nature Coast of Florida on the Gulf of Mexico, not the other side. And then I ended up teaching overseas in the international school system after already having been giving energy medicine sessions at the request of myself, asking for my guidance to guide me to show me how I can get even more robust results for my clients, because I was really super stoked with one of my earliest clients. We were in like session 3 or 4 in a package of 10 in energy medicine sessions and holistic health and wellness. And I looked up with my hands over her abdomen area and just asked, like, okay, so how can I get even more robust results for my clients? So I tend to approach things really differently, including the chakra system. I know a piece of feedback I've been given by many summit hosts is you have the most unique take on the chakra system. And in part, it's because I'm an India trained and certified yoga teacher. I'm a personal trainer. And I use the energy, 5 different energy medicine modalities I have to help people reach their highest potential in these times that we're in, which are super special. And I could talk more about that. Bottom line is we're going through what's considered humanity's greatest evolutionary leap from 2012 to 2032. So it's less about like struggling and healing a problem as much as it is about like up-leveling our lives. And then the problems kind of naturally shake out and then taking care of our consciousness. And by going within and having the shifts and the vibration upgraded and the emanation stronger. In the nature of our vibrational backdrop we're living in now, we help more people. It used to be around, up until about 14, 15-ish, one awakened, opened heart in somebody in the nature of understanding the spirit, the soul, the spiritual path, and how energy medicine works and how our consciousness or our mind works, what person who opened their heart more and had it awakened could help 10,000 other people awaken their hearts and have the heart more present so that the mind wasn't able to be the dominant force we operate from. Nowadays, one of us with an awakened heart can help 100,000 people awaken their hearts. So we're much more interconnected now. We're moving more into the vibe of unity, even though we see a lot of polarity. That's more like the fever needing to peak before it breaks. We are moving into a time of unity, so there's more telepathic connection. Like I'm sure all of you have, not many of you, all of you have had the experience of you're thinking about somebody and then a text comes in or a direct message comes in from them. That's a symptom of how much more interconnected we are. So how's that?
I absolutely agree with you there, Alison. Sorry, I had to jump in because you were talking about how we're looking at this big transitional period, and I've heard it from so many people. I would love to go a bit deeper into that, but I can't in this podcast. But we'll get you back for that one because I'm really interested. And I love the fact that you've got your doctorate. It gives you that base and that grounding, which makes sense. I mean, I need to have it make sense, and I can see that how you're doing it and how you're bringing it forward does make sense. What I want to ask you about is, now obviously the tool of your trade, and I look at most of the guests that I've had on, and we all seem to have our own little unique tool. And yes, we know lots of different other tools. For example, when you're building a house, you're using lots of different tools, but you will have some that are more professional. You have the electrician that does tend to work with those tools and a plumber that works with another tool. Your tool of trade is, what I like, is the chakras. Okay, now I love the chakras. What I would love you to talk about it now, if you can, is just to explain the chakras a little bit more before we go any further into it, because the energy healing that you're talking about, I know that it all goes through our chakras and it is all interconnected. But if people don't understand exactly what a chakra is, or how many chakras we've got, or why we've got chakras, or what the purpose of them are, then it's not going to be grounded enough for them. So can you just tell us a little bit more, a lot more about our chakras?
Yeah, Susan, I have to give you kudos because you're really identifying easily a place to use my background to serve your listeners and all of you listeners in the community. Because we were saying earlier, you know, there's other ways of looking at the body and looking at issues with the body. I know that there's like the symbolic, metaphoric interpretations of like if the right side being the giving side or the yang side is damaged, bruised, injured, and that means we need to look at the masculine traits within us. At the left side, it's the female, it's the intuitive side, the receiving side. So then another way is the metaphorical interpretations. If your knees get injured or your feet, that means you're resistant to moving forward. Some even use the hips. I have not found that in my, since 97, 96, 97, beginning my first energy medicine modality training. And now I have five, and I've created the vibrational upgrade system as half using energy medicine and half the meditation yoga teacher background to be vibrational upgrade system to get quicker results than just either of those alone. I'm saying that because why? I just got lost in the thought. But the chakra system is more predictable. And out of all of the learning I've done and training I've done consistently, whenever somebody presents me with a block or they tell me this is what isn't working and this is what they want, I tune in with what's been nicknamed my hawk eyes. I have a really extraordinary intuitive capacity. We all have intuitive capacity. I can see how I was born with it and have had to learn how to allow it and cultivate it further to the point that it's like I could do it in my sleep. So and understanding the blocks, it's very, very consistent with a chakra. I get the interpretation, I get the diagnosis, and the person is able to move forward when relying on the chakra system interpretation and design rather than like side of the body or part of the body. So that seems old school, like from the 80s and the 90s, maybe the 70s too, without saying any names, you know, God bless the early pioneers of this field, bringing holistic approach to the West. So let me get into it. I'm also a personal trainer and I have specialty certification in like fitness nutrition, as well as tonic herbalism training from when I lived in Asia for 10 years. I have specialty certification in behavioral change, as well as my first major being psychology. So I approach it from a very grounded perspective. So get ready, because I know I have taught month-long workshops on the chakras, having a weekly class, 3 hours each week for beginner level chakras, and a second month for 3 hours each week for advanced level of chakras. So I'm squeezing a huge science of the subtle energy system into our 45-ish minute interview, and I can do that. So I just want to say buckle up. Come back in and listen to the replay, because everybody's at a different space out there listening, right? And even if you think you already know what chakras are, open up and maybe sit with your hands in palms up position so you can be in more surrender to take in. Because as I speak, there's a transmission of energy and you're getting energy moved. So as I talk about the stuff and specifically chakra, you're going to have openings and activations and clearings, even without me doing the more formal form of energy medicine that I do. That's a much more obvious clearing and activation. So chakra means wheel in Sanskrit. I'm turning my hand for those of you on audio only. So a wheel spins. So that's what in Sanskrit chakra means to English. In the traditional chakra system, we have seven major chakras. There's one at the crown, one in between the eyebrows, one at the throat, one at the chest, a heart area. And between them goes down the central column, our spinal column. And at the upper belly, the beginning of the digestive tract at the belly level, the lower belly underneath the belly button by about an inch, and then at our tailbone. There is a 12 chakra system that's becoming more online and more available in these new times we're in now. But let's stay with the traditional interpretation of the seven. So a chakra is like a major urban center where the mind, the body, and the spirit all intersect. So what you can think of is, if you know what meridians mean, like from getting acupuncture. So I teach Qigong. I learned Qigong living in Taiwan and visiting to Thailand in between semester breaks during the Chinese New Year time. I would typically go to Thailand. And so in Qigong, there is the understanding, that's the Taoist philosophy that created the yin yang and that created traditional Chinese medicine. There's the meridians that if you go to an acupuncturist and you're asking for help with a cough that you have, they're putting a needle in your big toe because of the interconnectedness and the channels that our subtle energy flows on and the interconnectedness of all of our organs and systems. So in yoga, they're called nadis, and there's a whole bunch more of them in the yogic interpretation of channels or highways that energy travels on than there are in, I think it's 13 main meridians in the Chinese system. So understanding that in between each of these urban centers that are an intersection of the mind, the body, and the spirit, there are highways, there are interstates, there are side routes and back roads, as in channels that the energy travels along between the chakras above and below, as well as intertwining throughout the entire system. So everything's interconnected. And my understanding is very logical in that if you are looking at the place where you can reach the mind, the body, and the spirit, then that's the power center, which is another way that these chakras have been referred to for people who don't want to use the word chakra. So if you look at that body, let's just take the chakras at a body level. Every chakra is connected to one of the major endocrine glands, and that is our chemical messaging. Every chakra is also along, as I said, the spinal column. And a woman, Candace Pert, who did research for a pharmaceutical company, I think back in the 90s for antidepressants, she knew of the chakra column. And as she was doing research, she realized that we're the biggest gathering of nerve ganglia are along the spinal column, meaning we're the biggest gathering of receptors to receive messaging from the brain as our central nervous system communicates electrically. We're at where the chakras are along the spine. So it's both our main communication systems within our bodies, the electrical central nervous system and chemical. So the throat chakra, for example, is connected to the thyroid. So let me put that to the side. Susan, if you can help me come back to the throat chakra and increasing of sponginess, because it will relate to something we were talking about before we went live. Thank you. Then the spirit, so we just did body. We didn't complete the body. So the throat chakra, for example, though, is responsible for the region of the body that it surrounds. So as a chakra opens, it is able to turn more vital life force energy, or chi, or ki if you do Reiki, or prana if you do yoga, vital life force energy in that region of the body. So a lot of the times when I do clearings and activations, people will feel a sudden pain somewhere in the body that then goes away, because the energy is now, the chakra is more open, so more energy is able to flow out to that musculature that's been chronically tight, and it twitches and has a little bit of pain as it start, that area starts to open. So I'll come back to the body again, but let's move on to the spirit part of the mind, body, and spirit intersecting at each chakra. So with the spirit part, I can access past life stuff. I can access karmic stuff, which is brilliant. And in the mind, I can the mind part, I can access the conscious mind, whose thoughts we hear and whose thoughts we observe if we have a meditation practice. And then also I can access the unconscious, meaning not conscious, can't hear it, and subconscious, it's under the conscious mind, again, can't hear it, in order to clear out traumas and unconscious conditioning, unconscious conclusions and beliefs from parents and their conditioning and parental imprints and our ancestry imprints and a lot of other sources that I'm not going to go into. Bottom line is I can access all parts of a mind, body, spirit system that composes and makes up what each of us are. So we are all more vibrational than we are anything else. Energy is our first language. You know, you go into a room and you check a party at a party, or as soon as you came on and maybe you're watching the video, you did an energy read. You tuned into the audio, you did even more of an energy read because the physical wasn't there to judge through your eyes of the five physical senses. So energy is our first language. And there's a traditional Chinese medical tenet, which is where qi goes, meaning where energy goes, blood follows. So what that says is where energy goes, the physical follows. Now, that's something quantum physics has run away from in the halls of orthodox science for 100 years. Einstein ran away from it and continued to do his theory of everything, because it was so radical when they produced a certain study in a controlled laboratory setting. And in the study, they realized that their expectations were affecting the outcome of the study. And in that moment, they realized that we cannot objectively study something outside of ourselves, that in fact, we are influencing it because we are all connected. And we are, in fact, creating the reality physically from what we're perceiving internally. So quantum physics has recently more caught up to this ancient wisdom. I add in nowadays where our consciousness goes, where our focus goes with our consciousness, whether it's conscious mind thoughts we hear or it's sub or unconscious thoughts we don't hear, but where our focus goes, then the energy follows and then the physical follows. Really recognizing our power, that we are creating our lives in every moment. And so it behooves us to then go into the chakras and clear. So let me go further. A chakra has, you might see some of them here. You can't see the symbols though, but you know how there's a Sanskrit symbol and then there's all these lotus petals that surround the Sanskrit symbol showing a chakra. These petals are all aspects of the chakra. So the third chakra at the upper belly, that deals with manifestation. That's one aspect. Another aspect is your inner child. Another aspect is joy. Another aspect is self-confidence. So just those alone, like I know when somebody comes in and says they just started a new business and they tend to be trading for their service or undercharging for the service or having awkwardness around accepting money for their service, I know in part to go work with that chakra that I just mentioned, the third, because it's involving manifesting, it's involving confidence. And so if somebody comes in, for example, and has had a lot of sexual abuse, I know to go into not only the obvious chakra that deals with taking sexual abuse physically, but also the inner child, which gets really shattered from sexual abuse. So I go to the third chakra. So it's really understanding where the different aspects of every aspect of life, like if I want more courage to choose more of what I want to be choosing, then that's the throat chakra. And by clearing these different aspects, eventually more and more life force gets released to churn in that area. And so that means more vital life force energy is going throughout your system. And eventually each chakra is going to be open, if you keep up with it, and emanate out more vital life force energy as a whole column, which means your field is stronger, which means you're emanating out or broadcasting out even stronger to the universe. And now the law of magnetism comes into play, and then you're strengthening your capacities to successfully work the law of magnetism, or as pop culture refers to it, the law of attraction.
Wow. Got to jump in. That was amazing. And I haven't heard somebody explain it that way, but it just makes sense.
Brilliant.
It's because it's a knowing. I know that. I understand that. But I have trouble expressing that. The way you've expressed that, Alison, has just been amazing. It just makes so much more sense. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's a lot of decades of research condensed.
And you can hear it. Yeah.
And?
Oh, absolutely. You can. I've gone through uni and all the rest of it. You can hear when somebody has that knowledge and they're not just fluffing around. You know when someone's got that knowledge, that understanding, that learning, that experience, and they're not just fluffing around. And you've got it. It's amazing how well you've expressed that and how well you have told us about it. It's brilliant. I love it. But before I go any further, I want to say, if you want to jump on Alison's website, which is Alison JK, remember the J, so it's different from everyone else's .com. Now on there, she's also got a chakra healing audio session where you can self-assess and get free sample clearings. Now, after just listening to that, you guys don't want to miss that. You need to get onto that website. That, I'm going to get onto the website. That is amazing, because we all are growing and developing. It doesn't matter what level we are. There's always another level to go.
Yes,
there's always another level to go.
Indeed.
So jump onto Alison's website. It's Alison, A-L-I-S-O-N-J, like jumping jack, J, and then K, K-A-Y. .com. So jump onto there. All right. Now we have
vibrational upgrade too. It's another easy way to remember it. Vibrationalupgrade.com.
Yes. And we're going to be talking about the vibrational upgrade, and you'll see that under Alison's name, where she's the founder of the vibrational upgrade system. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. So you've gone through and you've explained all the chakras, which is really lovely, and how we're receiving and giving energy is coming through there. They're all sort of interwoven. Everything's going into that area.
Or not,
a little bit restricted or whatever. And that's really fine. And I totally get that. And if we go in within and we get that understanding of it, how is that helping the community?
Okay. Susan, before I answer that, let me address something that's going on personally for you and that I just experienced too. Is that okay? It's back to the sponginess of the throat chakra. I want to apply that.
Yes.
Okay. So Susan, do you have any, and please feel free to say no, I don't mean to put you on the spot. There's something you showed me while we were together before we hit record. I don't know if you're willing to show that. I know that, do you know what I'm talking about, Susan?
Yes.
Do you want to or no?
Sorry, I am more than happy to talk about it. Yes. And do you want me to show everybody?
Your choice.
Okay. I'm quite happy to show everybody. Okay. So I've had this little accident a couple of days ago, and if you're on video, you will see a very big bruising on my upper left arm. So I fell over and hit the couch. It's a hairline fracture. I decided to wear a long sleeve so you couldn't see it. But thanks to Dr. Alison, she has put it out for everybody to see.
And we're gonna work on lightening it. We're gonna work on
lightening.
Cool. So it's good to have the visual. Okay. So Susan, there's two chakras that are involved here, right? So as I said, each chakra is involved over a certain part of the body, and the neck is involved with the throat chakra. So I'm going to give you a different example. January 6th, I was out on a horseback ride, and we were running the horses. And for the first time ever in the history of horseback riding, since I've been a tween, I came off the horse because it tripped as it was running. And I shot over its right head. I have a little bit of scarring still left because of the friction from my face going along the grass, and it ripped open my face. I had to get butterfly stitching, and God bless my friend, she did a great job. But I also had a little bit of a mild separated shoulder, because when I landed on my right arm. But it's bouncing back. I'm using my energy medicine. Some of my most advanced students who are now vibrational upgrade practitioners got together and also sent me more energy. And it's not a big deal. I met with a sports physical therapist who works with a bunch of NBA players over here in the States per one of my brother's colleagues. And it's not a big deal. So I'm excited about that. And I want to give another example. When I lived in Taiwan, it's obligatory that all foreigners were called Uyghurin in Chinese. It means outsider. Everybody's supposed to have a scooter accident. It's almost like you're baptized or initiated once you've had your first scooter accident. It's expected. So I was on my third scooter accident, maybe. And I was coming home from the gym after work, and I was a bit frustrated about something. And I took a left to go into my neighborhood, and I got hit head on by a drunk driver. And the impact was so much that it threw me up in the air so that I could do three full rotations before landing on the top of my head. Thankfully, I had a helmet on. When I went to the hospital, the doctor said most people will be paralyzed, if not dead, from this. This is extraordinary. I did have to do some energy medicine on myself for a bit of time after that, while still weight training and doing yoga. And it's not a chronic issue, whereas it would have been for someone else. And I bring that up because what I understood about that was because my throat chakra had more vital life force energy turning in the neck area, that sponginess helped absorb the impact. So, yep. So this vital life force energy is real, and And so the heart chakra is responsible for the arms down to the hands, right? So I heard, actually, when you said why or how the injury happened, I heard, and please feel free to stop this line, Susan, because I want to get some support to you. I'm going to go into a little bit of the injury, if that's okay, using you as okay. Yeah. Because I want to support you because you're doing this great work with this podcast. I always love to support
I'll take it. That's for sure.
Were you in your head?
Sorry?
Were you in your head?
Where I'm in my head?
When it happened, were you in your head? Not too grounded? Were you kind of like, woo?
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I was definitely off. Definitely. Oh, gosh. Yes. Absolutely. Okay.
So that kind of I'm going to call it clumsiness, happens when we're up in our heads. And it is ridiculously easy on our planet right now to be up in our heads.
Yeah.
Because we are in a spiritual awakening times. I had a radio show for 2.5 years on the December 21st, 2012 alignment. I interviewed a bunch of experts, became an expert myself to understand we're in a 20-year window. The first 10 years are done. Now we're in the second 10 years, and it's more about creation time. But part of what's happened in the last 10 years is awakening. Like, people got more skin sensitivities using different laundry detergent. People had more dietary sensitivities. People had more desire to use antibacterial soap pre-COVID because we were awakening. Our senses were awakening. It is a spiritual awakening time. Now, that means these chakras responsible for more of the perception, the sixth chakra and the seventh one that are up in our head, are receiving a bit more input. We're meant to be opening up here to connect more. Yep. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to be up in the head and easier to be less grounded. Now, and that's how clumsiness can come into play. I don't feel as much like it's, so the secondary way that we can have this benefit you is it's not so much that your heart chakra caused it, what I just talked about caused it, but where we can get you benefit is for your heart chakra. So if we have your heart chakra spinning more vital life force energy, it's connected to the arms, it will help flow more through that bruise. The bruise won't last as long, it won't go as dark, and it will heal quicker. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the real story towards the end of this.
Yeah.
But you keep going, because I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So now you asked me about community and how it can help us with the community. So I'm going to do the roundabout way. This is what Asian teachers do. I tend to have adopted that style through the years. It may sound like I'm not directly answering it like we do in America, in particular, the bullet list. I'm going to go another route to answer this before you get to the full answer so you can appreciate it more. In the sense of community, Every day, each of us are creating our lives from the choices that we hear the thoughts, go do this, listen to this podcast, to the choices we make that we don't hear the thoughts for. Like when we first learned to drive, it was put foot on gas, put foot on brake, shift into reverse and to drive. And we don't do that once we've learned. It goes into the subconscious. There are stats that say 85% of our daily choices are made from unconsciousness or the subconscious. I think it's more like 95%. And so what that says, in other words, is we are on robot mode for 95% of our choices.
Yes.
Okay. Say?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. So yeah. What I'm up to is clearing that back of the house consciousness is what I call the subconscious and unconscious, because if these are humanity's awakening times and we are meant to be bringing in a whole new paradigm full of a lot more possibilities, and that includes new ways to generate energy that are not harmful to the earth, that includes new joyous ways of creating currency and money for ourselves that contributes to others. Not being shut down in a cubicle doing a job we hate, where it's hierarchical and there's abuse of power at the top and there's greed at the top. Instead, more leveled out, where there's a unity, there's an abundance for all. We're doing good by the earth. We're doing good by ourselves. We're not in adrenal burnout because we're not just fully doing to create success and have money on the surface of life. And so we're burnt out and we get stressed and we get sick easier. We're eating healthier. We have healthier food instead of the crap that a lot of the food industry has adopted since the 70s. As that's all of this is changing as we make new choices with each day. Now we're creating our new paradigm, and I'm all about like broadcasting certain energies that I'm not even talking about, but that somebody can pick up on. They may tomorrow come up with a new idea for some kind of renewable energy. I'm in agreement with that. I ask for that in my daily meditations, prayer, and energy medicine work I do, because my first job was in politics to help get people elected to the state. I was in California at the time, and federal level, who will write legislation to protect the environment. And I did help get the first Latina woman elected to the California State Assembly. And she then wrote a law to save the last bit of green space in the LA Basin. So I do this work with that as my backdrop of the mission, is recognizing our interconnectedness. And instead of going through a political organization or an environmental organization, going for the change one consciousness at a time with this work. Even though it's not one conscious at a time because of our interconnectivity that I talked about earlier. So all of that having been said, the more that we clear out the subconscious and unconscious, so let's say 95% of our consciousness, not the thoughts that we hear, which is only 5%, then that means the more we're freeing up, more chi, I'm going to interchange the terminology here, or vital life force energy or consciousness to now be at our conscious level. So we have access to it now, meaning the blinders that are put on get open slowly as our consciousness evolves and expands. We can handle more and we can see new openings and new possibilities. And the more that we have access to fresh vital life force energy to make more conscious choices, the less we're going to be in our judgmental mode of the ego mind, whose job is to look at the data coming in through the five physical senses and label it, judge and evaluate it, put that label on it so the external world is understood and we can go about maneuvering successfully on the physical plane, which is what the ego mind is for, to keep us safe so we can maneuver on the physical plane. Because realistically, there is so much more metaphysical input and data that we could be picking up on, we go nuts. So in Western psychology, this is in the College Intro 101 textbook, there are thresholds put on the five physical senses to not have us perceive all of that extra data so that we don't go crazy. So the ego mind, it's a term from Buddhism. It's the way to refer to the mind, where our identity level is attached to the way our mind works and what it perceives and what it doesn't perceive. So by working with our ego mind in the ways I've talked about, we are able to do less of that separating, less of that judging, less of that evaluating, and live instead more in alignment that includes the heart chakra being open and on board, the vital life force energy flushing the way I've talked about and throughout our system, and our consciousness opened so that we don't have to just go in, judge, evaluate, separate.
Yeah. Wow. I'm sorry, I'm still taking that all in, Alison. Yeah. And again, it's the way you explain it. It's beautiful. It just takes in that logical aspect of it, but in a beautiful spiritual manner, if that makes sense. And it's not even a spiritual manner in that sort of terminology. I can't even explain it properly.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the mirroring very much. Thank you.
And when you're talking about that, so this is that vibrational upgrade that you're talking about with your system. So I've got the little ticker tape going. It's called Vibrational Upgrade, A Conspiracy for Your Bliss, Not Your Difficulty. And just listening to that, it's this vibrational upgrade is not about making things harder. It's making it easier,
Yes.
making it more enjoyable. We've got a couple of minutes. Let's hear about a little bit more about your vibrational upgrade. I need to get some understanding of it, and then I'll tell you the story behind my shot, my arm.
Okay. So vibrational upgrade system, as I said, is it's it was I created it when I got back from Asia after the decade in Asia, because I understood that, okay, meditation alone, there's certain gains you get after a certain amount of time sitting in meditation, after a certain amount of years in meditation. And a majority of people I was finding, particularly in America, come up off the cushion and they say, I suck at meditation, or really anywhere in the West, because it seems like the expectation at some point was put into the practice of meditation, excuse me, erroneously, so that my mind is supposed to go silent when I meditate. It does exact opposite. It gets self-aware, self-conscious rather, because it's being observed, you know? And so even if you pull one time off of your thoughts and are able to come back to your breath, and you've created that little bit more of detachment, the sheer act of disciplining yourself to sit down and observe the way your mind works creates detachment and creates success. So I just want to clear that one up. And so then if I added in energy medicine and the five different modalities that I have training in, coupled with using mindfulness in a coaching way for behavioral change, the mind has a momentum of its own, being used to going down certain neurological pathways or storylines that we repeat. Yeah, so you have somebody present you with the chance to go into a new program to help get yourself vibrationally upgraded, and they tell you the cost. Everything was happy, joy, joy, joy. Yes, I want that for myself, until the cost, because you have money issues, and you're worried about money, and so you go into contraction. And why I'm saying that is because it's an example of how we can go about understanding the vibrational upgrade system is able to get at a part of what the work out there typically doesn't. Because if you're working with just an intellectual coach, they're not getting to the energy back of the house consciousness blocks. If you're working with somebody who does energy medicine, they're not getting to that part of the mind that's like the wind up teeth on a counter that has a momentum of its own that is still wound up, ready to continue in that same storyline down that same pathway. That's the way the mind works. Once I cut the mind body connection with an energy medicine clearing and activation, the expectation I've seen is that people expect to never hear that thought again. And that's not the way this stuff works. You won't get automatically triggered. You now have more spaciousness to consciously observe you, from that clearing and activation, the mind still having momentum, like the chattering wind up teeth on a countertop, to go down that pathway. But you're able now to not get taken down that pathway, redirect it, and create a new neurological pathway with new choices on it. And then that's how you create a new life. So if with money, for example, if you're used to worrying about money, sorry, then you're going into a typical pathway where it feels like it has a pull all its own. As soon as somebody mentions money, you go into that contraction, for example, the really accessible example, money. And so, yeah. And so what this does is you can cut with the energy medicine I go into, I assess with my intuition where one of their most primary blocks are with money, for example, because there's layers and layers and layers of it. I'm not worthy to receive what I want to receive, or I have to work extra hard in order to get what I want. And so if I clear that, or let's make it more direct in an easier example. I'm trying to accomplish two different things at once. I don't have enough money to do that. I can't afford that. Automatically, when presented with a new choice. So by using the energy medicine clearing and activation, we can cut that automatic pull to go into that contraction. And instead you have more space. You may hear, I can't afford that. But now there's more room for us to work with choosing differently, because you don't have the automatic trigger in the automatic contraction and you have to go down that pathway. It's compelling you. Instead, there's spaciousness to choose, to see new possibilities and to choose. Oh yeah, wait a minute. I do have that money. Oh yeah, wait a minute. I have that sitting over there. Oh yeah, wait a minute. I can access that. It's phenomenal. It really is. So the thing I was trying to address was you were talking something about how do we make it easier by understanding our subtle energy system. So if we're used to making things happen on the surface of life and working towards a goal, if we activate the part of our heart chakra that's about magnetism, activate and clear the blocks towards receiving, for example, having those on will bring in new awarenesses for how you can have it be easier. If you expect yourself to have to plow through and power through and work hard to make more money, then that's what you're going to experience. I know it sounds overly simplistic, but it really is that way. And then there's probably other values in there, like you saw dad working really hard to make the money for your family. And so you have that imprint. This is what we do to have money coming in. So we have to clear that. And so there's like loads of different stuff to clear typically in somebody. But the point being is that when you have done clearings and activations, one shift from one clearing and activation coupled with another one and a third one, it starts a new momentum. And when you have these chakras open and activated, you have a lot more support in the form of synchronicities coming in from the universe and in the form of your own inner guidance, in the form of you having way more ease with taking steps that maybe you used to self-sabotage yourself and not do, or you used to overwork because of that belief I've already talked about. So you can have your energy system working for you, and you can have much more support that is so much more available now to help us create this new paradigm, also working in your favor. And there you go.
Oh, that's gold. Love it. We are getting a bit short on time, so make sure you jump onto the website. Hang on, I'll pop it back up on the ticker tape. The website is alisonjk.com. Jump on there. You will be able to see those self-assessments and the free examples. But what I'll quickly do when I finish off, now, what you were talking about, so I have a hairline fracture on my humerus, on my left arm, halfway up. Thank you. And what it happened was my grandson was giving my daughter a very hard time. I've come down to Melbourne because I live in the Gold Coast, came down to Melbourne to help my daughter who'd just gone through some surgery. And my grandson has possibly on the spectrum, but he has been using a lot of violence to get his own way. And so grandma had to step in and go, no, violence is not going to be acceptable. And it was all going quite well. And this is where I feel like I was actually, like you say, I was working from the heart. I was doing this as a, because he needs lots of love and lots of attention, but he can't use violence. You can't do that. It's just not my idea of a good time. And it was all going really, really well. And then just as things started to settle down, he grabbed something, did something, and I went, that's enough. And I had to stop it.
Yeah.
Went straight into the head and straight over. As soon as I felt like I wasn't working properly from the heart, like I because it was anger, like I got really angry and I just stop that, that's enough. And I've tripped over a beanbag and gone smashing down. And I'll have to let you know, this is the first broken bone I have ever had in my life, first injury like that.
I hear you. All right, let me just slide this in really quickly. So if your energy system is working for you, what you did was perfect, all of it. You anger comes up to help us say no to something that is overstepping the boundaries of what's appropriate or what we're willing to field. And so that happens in the third chakra, the one beneath the heart chakra at the upper belly. So you were wanting to work from the heart to draw boundaries and you recognized, wait a minute, this isn't working. And anger also kicked in at the same time, which would have had you in your body, lower in your belly. If we had your third chakra having an easier, if we had your belief system in the back of the house conscious have an easier time saying no and drawing boundaries. So we can strengthen that so that you would have stayed in your body and had an easier time with that tone and with that delivery of no.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly. And I knew, you know, like I had the fall and straight away I knew, oh, I could have done that better. I just could have done that better. I knew I could have done that better. And yeah, it
Yeah, but
but
you did a
anyway.
great job following all of your responses. Like, I also want to help, like, we're looking at how we can have an easier time. It's not to be critical of ourselves, right? It's to observe.
I didn't feel like I was critical.
No, I didn't do that either. I just want to remind.
Yeah, I guess I just felt like I was being, it's self-reflecting. I could have done that better. Yeah, that's a little bit annoying. I could have done it better. I probably wouldn't have ended up like this. And then I have to go, okay, so how could I have done that better? And I start to reassess it and go through it and have a look at it. I am a big self-reflector. And I can be a little bit hard on myself.
That's what I was picking up on. Just wanted to warn.
So that's my story. That was fun. See, I needed to have you on the podcast today, didn't I?
Yes.
All right. We've got a couple of seconds. Any last thing you'd like to share with us, Alison, before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just know the times we're in right now are meant to be hugely creative and hugely innovative. They are that way. And so really getting forward with projects you've wanted to create and doing it in a new way and letting yourself get support from somebody like myself who will help you get there is really important right now. I find that in these days of the spiritual awakening times, a lot of people think that they know everything. And the way that we actually have access to the new possibilities coming in is by living more in the question, you know, instead of needing to be right. Yeah, I know about the chakras, or yeah, I know about blah, 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 blah. Most of you who are here listening, right? You're like wanting to learn more. Watch your mind where it goes into wanting to keep you safe by saying, I know about this. I don't need that support. I know about this. I don't need that help. If your heart is lightened, or you're lightened or enthused by a new possibility being presented to you, listen to that as opposed to all of the analysis, the reasoning, and the blah, blah, blah. Because we're becoming more heart-centric, we're becoming more heart-led now. It's the nature of the times we're in. And in the Chinese and Hindu yoga cultures both believe that the spirit resides in the heart chakra. So any slight upliftment is intuitive information to go do that. So this is a really great way to disrupt the old patterns. And that's the nature of what we're up to right now. You want to do that no matter what. What did you say, Susan?
Did you hear a big noise come through there? Time's up. Whoop.
That's to disrupt the old. Like, hold on a second. Have some mechanism to get you out of the robotic, typical choices so that you stay more open, because you could just go so far and we could make so many brilliant changes for our planet and for those having the power positions of our planet in the next bunch of months. The more open, the more of us are with making new choices and bringing in new possibilities.
Whoa, I love that. And I love that little throw in that you had there. So that's perfect. If you're thinking along those lines, you know, hit the buzzer and change your way you're going. Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much for being on the show. Don't go anywhere. I need to chat with you when you're finished. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, namaste. It was my honor.
That was brilliant. Guys, jump on the website. You really have to do that. Like, I'm going to be doing it too. Go and sort out some of the crap that's happening with me too. Like Alison said, there's always new stuff coming through. We never, ever finish learning. Yes, I know about chakras. Yes, I want to learn more. I want to get a better understanding. I want to clear the crap that's happening in the back of the subconscious, because that's what it's all about. We're just continuously evolving. But that's me for now. Have a great week. Share, subscribe, like. You're going to have to share this one. This is a beauty. This is really good. I'll come back and have another listen, because I think there was a lot of stuff in there that we need a second listen for. Really do. Okay, but that's it for me. I'm saying bye for now, and I'll see you next week. Bye for now.